This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about the Drug Takeback Day that's going to be coming up here real soon. And I'm happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about it, Brooke Habay, who is with the United for Prevention and Recovery. Brooke, it's good to have you back on the show once again.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we're also, I'm pleased to have back on the program once again from the Lenawee County Sheriff's Department, Captain Jake Pfeiffer. And Jake, it's good to have you back here as well.
Good to be back to talk about this.
Yeah. This is coming up real soon, huh, Brooke? And when is this going to be?
Yep. Our next Drug Takeback Day is October 25th at ProMedica Hickman Hospital, and it is from 10 until 2.
Okay. This is a very important thing to be able to have every... Well, we have it twice a year, don't we, Brooke?
Yep. Yeah. Once in October and once in April.
Yeah. But, Captain, this is a very important thing to be able to do to get those medications and things so they're not being misused or just not going into our landfills.
That's correct. That way we have a safe way to dispose of them so they're not put into our water systems, not going into our landfills, but also so they're not being abused and misused.
Now, when we bring back the medications, how are they accepted? How can they bring them back for the drug take back?
They can bring them back in any manner that they choose. We prefer that they take the labels off of the bottles. We try and, when we throw the bottles away, we try and take out any personal information so that those don't get thrown in the trash. Yeah. So as they bring them, if they can remove any type of personal identification off of anything, that's ideal. If not, we'll do that for them. But once we get them, we put all the pills into boxes and then take all the other medications and distribute those into different ways to dispose of them.
Okay. Brooke, are you taking sharps this time around too?
We are. And thanks for bringing that up. Yep. So this is one of the opportunities that you have to bring back your sharps. We do ask that they are in some form of sturdy plastic container. If you have an old laundry detergent bottle, you can put them in there, or you can get one of those specific sharps containers. But it's really important that we have those sharps separated from everything else because we want to keep our volunteers safe. And so that's why we need to have them in their own separate heavy plastic container.
Yeah. And like you said, to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
And getting rid of them and also, you know, accepting them back at the take back day.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people come there the most for is to be able to get rid of the sharps because we know it's really, really hard to be able to dispose of those in our county.
So when we're talking about medications, Captain, what's the range? I mean, are we talking just prescriptions?
No, this is any medications, expired Tylenol, expired ibuprofen. We've even had people drop off expired vitamins and expired medications for their animals. We will accept all of that. It all goes into the same, it all gets separated and disposed of properly. So anything of that nature they want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Even liquids, we will take some liquids as well. Actually, I believe we'll take all liquids and those get separated out as well.
Even cough medicine, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, that expires too. And if you use it after the expiration, it can be something nasty.
Yes, it definitely can.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I know in past times when we talked about this, Captain, is that it'll start, it starts at what time again?
It starts at 10 a.m.
And then it ends at 2, and that has to be a definite end date, right, or end time?
Yes, it does, because we will package everything up, and we have to transport it. The sheriff's office has to transport it to a facility for the DEA to dispose of.
Okay.
So we have a time frame that we have to make it there by, so we have to be done at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. That's the reason for that. So don't think that when you're going to get there at 2:15, oh, they'll still be there. No. You may still be packing up, but you know that's the end time for taking the medications and sharps then.
Yeah, so the sheriff's office is on a timeline for that. The volunteers, they've also volunteered their time for the day. So at 2 o'clock, we want to get them back out to their families, get them back to doing what they were originally planning for the rest of the day.
This is also such a good thing to have because of the fact we talked about making sure that we are getting rid of them safely, but also making sure that they're not going to be available for those who might be taking the prescriptions that shouldn't be taking these prescriptions too, right, Captain?
Correct. We want to make sure we get this stuff out of the house when loved ones have passed so that people can't have access to them. The pills are one of the most abused drugs out there, so we don't want them getting into the hands of somebody who might have a problem, but also taken mistakenly. Sometimes they can be mixed up into other medications, and we don't want somebody to get into those and take them mistakenly thinking they're taking ibuprofen or Tylenol.
Oh, yeah.
In reality, they're taking somebody's prescription medication.
Also making sure that kids don't get a hold of them, right, Brooke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
kids,
sometimes
animals, they can get into everything. And yeah. So this really, it helps keep everyone safe.
Especially if they're colored. I mean, that is an enticement for a little child, right?
Most yeah. children will put just about anything that they find in their mouth.
Yeah, so we don't want that to happen. So, Brooke, how is this going to work? If somebody hasn't done this before, they're going to be bringing in their medications. Where do they go from here?
Yeah, so we are really great about making it convenient for everyone. We have a drive-through, so just come up to ProMedica Hickman Hospital, and you will be driving towards the back. You'll see signage there, and so you'll just pull around the little service drive, and there will be people there to direct you. I'll be there to greet you and ask you a few questions. And then you'll just pull up to one of our officers, and they will collect your medication and your sharps.
If I understand, if I remember correctly, Brooke, you have some wonderful volunteers that will be helping out again this time, too.
Yes, we have such a great – one of the things that I appreciate so much about this event is the community support that comes with it. So, of course, we have the Lenawee County Sheriff's Department. They help with kind of directing everything, making sure everything is safe, as well as the disposal. ProMedica, they are so generous by giving us that really great space to work from. And then we also have, I believe it's University of Toledo pharmacy students. They'll help collect and kind of separate everything. And then we have some of the coalition volunteers that help kind of direct things and ask some questions, answer questions, all of that.
Excellent. It's great to have those volunteers to be able to help out like that, too. Mm-hmm. And Captain Pfeiffer with the Sheriff's Department helping out, too. I know this. You look at this as a very positive thing to have twice a year.
Yes, absolutely. We have our reserve group, which is made up of volunteers. They volunteer to give their time for community events. You know, you see them at events such as the Clinton Fall Festival and some football games throughout the year. They come and they donate their time for that weekend because they feel it's also important and it's good giving back to the community to try and help get all these medications taken care of.
Yeah. Is there a goal that you're looking for, Brooke or Jake, on how much you're going to be receiving this time around?
I don't think so. Historically, we've always done really well. We, on average, we collect about 400 to 500 pounds of medications and liquids and ointments and sharps every event. So I don't think we're necessarily looking to exceed that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do very, very well.
Yeah.
The community is just really great about showing up for this.
Yeah. The main thing is just getting rid of the prescriptions and the medications that are either outdated or you're not using anymore, right, Jake?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So there are collection sites throughout the year that people can come in and bring them in. The sheriff's office has a red box in the lobby. Tecumseh Police. There's several throughout the community that have red boxes to drop off their medications. Most police departments can take those. But we like the opportunity for everybody to get a couple times a year to actually bring them in, get rid of stuff they're not using, and give them the opportunity to safely dispose of them during that time frame.
Absolutely. And it's so important to be able to do that, Brooke, to make sure that they are getting them out of their house. Or if they're, you know, the thing is like sometimes when you have maybe gone through surgery or had something done that you were maybe taking some pain medications, you didn't use them all. Probably a good idea to get rid of them, right?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to hold on to those because, you know, they expire.
Yeah.
And another thing that I've come in you know, a part of kind of my own story is that I'll be prescribed something and it doesn't work. And so they have to switch the prescription or switch the how much quantity it is. And so now I just have all of these like random prescriptions.
Yeah.
So it's just a really great way to be able to dispose of them that's safe for the environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, the cutoff date or the cutoff time is 2 o'clock, right, Captain?
That's correct. Cutoff time is 2 o'clock. And I want to reiterate, as people come back there, they want to drive all the way to the back. There is a path. We have a little bit of a traffic pattern that we do with it so that Brooke and her team can talk to everybody as they come up, ask questions. Everybody can drop things off right out of their driver's window and then leave right away. So we want to make sure everybody drives all the way to the back and comes around in that circle.
And those questions you ask, Brooke, they're nothing really invasive or anything, are they?
Oh, yeah. No. We're just simply collecting some data. So it's just, how'd you hear about us? A lot of people hear about us on the radio, so thank you for that. Just some basic questions. We'll ask if you have any sharps and make sure that they're in their own separate container. And again, that is just to keep everyone safe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just such a neat thing to be able to have. And I know this is done on the day where it's being held throughout the nation, right, Captain?
That's correct. DEA sets these up. It's National Drug Take Back Days. And so it's, I know throughout the state of Michigan, there's several locations throughout the state of Michigan on the same day.
Yeah. But I'm glad you brought up the point, just in case they can't make it for some odd reason during between 10 and 2 on that day, is that you do have those red boxes available at the Sheriff's Department, and you said like at other police departments as well. So they don't feel as if, I missed it. I couldn't go. I'm going to lose out.
Correct. Those red boxes accept pills only.
Yeah.
So the other stuff has to wait for the drug take back. However, the pills are the ones we're most interested in making sure we have a way to get rid of them.
That's
right. So those could be dropped off at those sites at any time.
Anything else that we haven't mentioned so far, Brooke?
Nope. I just also want to take an opportunity to give a quick thank you to our other partners that help with this, the VA in Ann Arbor. They do a lot of support with helping to get the word out, with doing the printing, and of course, Lenawee Community Health, Mental Health. They are very, very helpful in this as well.
Yeah. So once again, Captain, date, time, location.
Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, all the way in the back.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much for coming in to talk a little bit more about it and to help remind people to make sure they get their medications and Sharpies ready to go and for the drug take back day. So, Brooke Habe, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Captain Jake Pfeiffer, as always, it's good to see you and thanks for coming as well.
Good to see you too, and thank you very much.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.